Hi, everyone. This is Casey Gordon for 94.1 The Wave. And in the studio today with me is Ashley Jones. She has a master's in biblical studies, and she's a writer of a blog called Big Sister Knows. She's a wonderful woman of God and just a delight to be around. So I want to thank you for being here with me. She's going to tell us a little bit about a class that she's instructing at TCCTC. So, Ashley, if you just want to say hello and tell us a little bit about that class.
Yeah, thank you, Casey. This is wonderful to be interviewed by a blogger, too. So yeah. This is great. So the class is called Begin with Blogging, and it's all about helping our students get their message online. And we're going to do that through blog sites. We're going to start from scratch. So people who have no idea what I'm talking about, what a blog is, we're going to cover that. And by the end of that 5-week course in July, they'll have a functional blog site with a blog post on it. So we're going to go from A to Z in 5 weeks.
Yeah, I was looking at the link, and it says website. Mm-hmm. They'll be setting up their website. What I want to know is, how important is that?
It's crucial. So a lot of people approach writing from different angles. So when we talk about a blog site, what we're talking about is a simple website. We're going to use WordPress.com. It's a lot simpler than WordPress.org. If you don't know the difference, don't worry about it. We're going to make it as simple and as cheap, if not as free, as possible. Yeah. That's how I blog. I've been doing it for 4 years on a shoestring budget, and it is totally possible. I do not have an IT person. I do it all. And so we're going to show people how to do that. No background skills needed. And the reason that it's important is because most people have either a message or a product. If you're in the business world, mm-hmm. you have a product to sell. People need to be able to find you. And if you don't have it online, then you kind of don't exist. Now, you might be a pastor and you have your congregation, and so you have people who come and hear you speak, or maybe you speak in other places, and so that's wonderful. You have kind of a platform there. But still, people need to know who you are. They need to be able to look you up. And in today's world, if they can't find you online, you don't exist. Yeah. So we're going to help people get to that place where they are findable.
Yeah, it's really hard to get your message out there if people don't know mm-hmm. where to find you if they're not local.
Exactly. Exactly.
A little bit about yourself. When did you start writing?
So, you know, like most people, I had a book idea. I had a thought. I had something that God put in my heart many years ago, and it just kind of developed here and there, but it was not anything serious on my radar until 2015. And just out of the blue, God said, I'm going to send you somewhere and you're going to go. And it was just one of the clearest messages I've ever heard from him. And 30 seconds later, I heard about the Florida Christian Writers Conference.
Oh, wow.
It was just so immediate. I knew beyond a doubt that I needed to go. I had no idea why or what that was for or what I was getting into. And the first message I heard when I got there was, you need a blog. And the second message was, you need to get a blog. And like everybody was saying, you need to get a blog. And it was every class, every teacher, every author was stressing the importance of a blog. And I had always said, I'm never going to do that. I don't want to get online. I'm not a tech person. That's not me. I just want to sit in my little office at home and come up with just the best novel ever, you know, or just this amazing book for women. I can do it. I'm going to do it on my own. And I had no idea that so many people think the same thing, and it just doesn't work that way.
I never saw myself blogging.
Right, and you have a beautiful blog, and you get your message out there all the time, and that's really what blogging does, is that it enables you to get your message out there in bite-sized pieces while you're writing the book, to support the book, ahead of the book, that sort of thing. So for writers, it's crucial. But again, even if you're just in the business world, or you have a product you sell at home, you know, you have an Etsy shop, something like that, and you're just really trying to enhance it, get something out there, you still have a message too. You can do that through adding a blog to your site. So people of both hemispheres can come to this course and really get a lot out of it.
With mine, I get inspired by different things that I've experienced or maybe walked through, something I want to talk about that I feel like the Lord put on my heart. I was going through Big Sister Knows, and I've read a few of yours, like Don't Mess With Mama. It was a funny one. You know, it was just something entertaining to read about. I remember it made me smile. And then there was No Halves or Steps About It, which I thought was really sweet about, is she a half-sister?
Right. The fact that I have a half-sister that we don't use the term half or step in our family, and why. I have gotten so many responses on that blog.
I liked it,
because it's very real. And it resonates with people in that same situation. There's so many blended families out there. So, yeah, I'm still learning. I'm very, very much still learning about what resonates with people, what they want to hear, what can be impactful to different audiences.
I liked how they were all personal. Your blogs stay personal. And I just didn't know if that's advice that you want to give people. Do you want them to stay more of like a personal experience with what they're blogging about? Is it something that has to do with what they're involved in, their lives, or what they're, you know, doing at the time?
That's a great question. When you blog, you should be strategic. And that's something that I did not understand when I got started. And that's something we're really going to focus on in the beginning of our class in July, Begin With Blogging. We're going to talk about setting up strategy, because I think that will really help set the tone for anyone's blog, instead of being off the cuff as I was when I started. And most people start that way.
Oh, it's easy to be all over the place.
Oh, all over the place.
I remember the first one I did, and I just kind of came out running. I started writing. It was just everything I wanted to say. And then the more I worked at it, you learn to have a flow as you're writing.
Yeah, you find
it makes
your voice.
More sense.
Right. Yes. You find your voice, you find your rhythm and what people like. For me, what I have learned in my writing conferences that I go to, and in the authors that I work with and am connected with, I've learned that if you are writing, and this would be more specific to writers, so if you have like a book that's a nonfiction book, I have one that I'm working on for a young woman called Girls With Gusto. It is about the spiritual journey, and it's an encouraging guidebook on how to progress through the spiritual journey. And what I've learned is that when you write nonfiction, people don't want to hear what you have to say until they know that you care about them.
Yeah.
They want to know your heart for it. They want to know your expertise to be able to speak on it. And so you do have to put yourself out there to some extent. That doesn't mean your home address and home phone number, but it does mean that they want to know your heart and why are you speaking about this. And then once they get that, then they're drawn into the content and to the topic, and they want to know more. So knowing that that is my career, you know, my writing career, that's where I'm headed. I want to get that book published. I want to speak into the lives of women, that my blog supports that. So a lot of the content in my book shows up in the blog. It's not two different worlds at all. They really go together. And so the blog does have that same component of who I am, where I'm coming from, and then the transparency that I've learned is so important in a nonfiction piece. And that's hard. It's very hard to be transparent and tell a little bit about your pains and hurts and not take it too far and not talk about it at all. You know, there's a balance in there. So for me, and what I want to write about and the message I want to get across, yes, that's crucial for what I'm doing. I have fiction writer friends that don't have to do that as much. And so if you're writing flash fiction pieces on a blog, which are like 1,000 words or less, then you don't really have to go into your story. You could even use a pseudonym, you know, a funny picture that's not really your face, it's your cat or whatever. And you can totally have a very successful blog using fiction and really hide yourself behind that.
That's a good idea. We were talking earlier, and I want people to know that you said that with blogging, there's sort of a resistance.
Mm-hmm. Every time I've talked about blogging with any kind of group, and this is even at writers' conferences with some of the new authors, I just nod and smile, because it was me. It was totally me that first year. And I get that concern, but they say, I don't want to go online. I don't want to do that. It just, it's not me. That's not my skill set. That's not who I am. There's all kinds of things online, you know, then you start hearing these odd excuses. And what I have finally come to realize, and this is 4 years later since my first writers conference, that when God said, I'm going to send you somewhere and you're going to go, he wasn't just talking about sending me to a writers conference. He was talking about the mission field of the online community. And I never saw it that way. And I've never heard anybody talk about it that way. But that's where God's people are. People are online.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Millions. It's unbelievable. And yet, we would never talk about Africa or South America, like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't, you know, we would never have that kind of feeling. We might not be called there, but we would never see it as just yucky. And that's how people kind of perceive the online world.
I think with the internet, people get a little overwhelmed because there is a lot going on.
A lot of junk.
But you can use it to your advantage. I think it's a great tool. I think the church can use it to get a good message out just as much as it's been used for the wrong reasons as well. So, I mean.
Yes, it's time that the Christian community takes back the internet. And that we communicate with the world through it. We are not meant to be followers. We are meant to be leaders. And it is time for us to step up. And I feel very passionately about that because I was so resistant to it. I just have this visual memory of me just standing in the hallway at the Christian conference. Just 200 people just walking around. I'm just standing in the hallway going somewhere, another class. I just felt God say, this is where my people are. And this is where you have to be. And it was kind of a like it or lump it kind of moment. I felt his compassion for his people. And it was like, this is what I'm telling you to do. In that moment, just literally taking one step to another, I said, okay, whatever you want. You just got to make me able because I really don't know anything about this at all. You just have to give me the ability. Since that moment, all of the fear, all of that trepidation about being online, doing a blog site, which is really a website. I mean, all of that stuff, that social media stuff, I had like a Facebook page, that was it. All of the fear just went away immediately. And when I embraced it, he made a way that has been unbelievable. I've never had a problem. I've never had an issue. Thought I broke my Instagram account one day, but got that fixed. Like that. It's like the smallest of things. I have just been able to move in His grace because I was willing, and I believe that that's what God is able to do with anyone. If we will say yes, I will go, then He will make a way. And with the technology that's out there, there's absolutely no reason that grandmas in their 70s cannot have the most powerful blogs and social media platform out there. And just blow away the junk that's online.
Yeah, I think the class is a great idea. So people are really going to take with them how to start from scratch, from the beginning all the way to experienced writers. And I think that it's something that'll bring encouragement. Insecurity can make you put things on hold too for a long time.
Yes.
So I think that letting people just come in and learn the basics can open up doors to try to finally try their hand in something they've been putting off for a long time. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I know a lot of people at the college who, at the Tallahassee Christian College, who have maybe a personal message or a novel that they've been working on, and they tell me, well, I just don't know if people are going to like it. I don't know if it's worth finishing. Well, let me tell you, a blog will help you figure that out real fast.
Oh, yeah.
You start putting little bits of that online and you start getting that feedback, you will know people love this character. They're confused by this plot line. Like, it makes you a little bit more vulnerable, but it gives you what you need to realize what you need to know to move forward. So I think the enemy's really used isolationism among the Christian
fear.
Community. Yeah, and all snowballs. But if we can join that online community in a safe way, in an efficient way, then, yeah, we can do something that the church is supposed to be doing. And, you know, we keep talking about church and faith. These blogs don't have to be faith blogs. They can be fun fashion blogs, makeup blogs. I know a friend of my sister's is one of the top YouTube young women on makeup. That's what she does. She does makeup.
Oh, my girls watch that all the time.
It's probably the same girl.
And videos.
But the girl's a Christian. And she's able to share her message in between mascara and lipstick. And God can use anything that we do. One of the things that I've learned just by feeling it out is that on a blog, you're better off having two lines of topics, like your main topic, and then this little side thing that comes in every once in a while. And it's like maybe it can be a bit of humor, you know, a humorous blog every once in a while to cut through some of the heavier things, you know, like Don't Mess With Mom it was. Or for me, I use gluten-free recipes. It is part of my lifestyle. It's something that I've had to switch to. And it was so hard for me to find recipes and things we wanted to eat. And so I'm writing keeping in mind young women. Now, my audience is all over the place, but I keep in mind young women. I'm thinking the college girl, you know, in her dorm or in her apartment, who's trying to figure out how to cook, here's easy breezy recipes. And so I write for her. It's funny how many people I've had come back to me and say, oh, that blog really touched me. Like the recipe blog? Yes, because I mentioned it came from my mother-in-law and her heart in it. You know, just that little tidbit of a story resonated with somebody.
That's encouragement too. When that first feedback comes of somebody that was touched or inspired or really related to an idea and something that's personal of your own, it's such a reward. I think that's where it kicked off my really wanting to do it, the passion for blogging and writing and just these ideas.
Right, because you're not writing into the dark. You're writing to a person.
Yeah.
And, you know, even those gluten-free recipes, I was able to get followers from New Zealand, Australia, who now follow me and read my faith blogs. And so I get comments from them on my faith blogs sometimes. So God can use anything. So if you're into makeup, if you're into knitting, if whatever it is, and you just want to share it, you know, with the world, or you want to sell your product, but you have a message behind it, blogging is an absolutely fabulous tool for all of that to reach your audience.
Yeah. And information is one of the things that can overcome being scared of something when you know more about it. And this class, you said, it's 5 Mondays, right?
That's right. It's 5 weeks. It's about 2.5 hours each night. So
Is it all week long or is it just?
It's just each week.
Okay.
Right. 1 day a week. And so we'll have 5 classes. To give you some perspective on that, when I went to my writer's conference, I had 1 class. It was a 9 p.m. class. That's how crazy writer's conferences are. 9 p.m. class. And it was for an hour long and it was on blogging. That 1 hour class jump started my blogging career. And this is 13 hours of intense study? Yeah, this is going to be amazing. People are going to walk away with something that they can be proud of, that they can really move forward with and build on.
How do they register for your class?
So it's through the Tallahassee Christian College and Training Center. And so they go to their website at tcctc.org. And you'll see it in the listing there. It's called Begin with Blogging. And just sign up there. And if you're a part of the college, you do get credit for this course. And then if you audit, you know, that's fine as well. But if you've never attended a class at the college, this is a great way to feel them out, meet some people, get connected with other writers and people who are in the same place. It's just going to be a great opportunity. And I can't stress that community part enough, because that's really what helped me. That 1 hour class that I took, the teacher is now my best friend, and she's been my mentor, even though she's younger than I am. And we are in a writing critique together, you know, in a writing group. It's just amazing what happens when you connect with other writers, even if they're on the same level as you.
Well, Ashley, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, everyone.
I encourage you that if you have even the smallest passion for writing, it's an idea you came up with and you just sort of playing around with it, I encourage you to take this class. It really changed my life when I started writing. The information in here is just priceless. So it's at TCCTC, right? 1717 Hermitage Boulevard. And your instructor will be Ashley. And she's really informed and loves blogging. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Casey. And what is your blog again, Casey?
It's A Moment in His Presence.
A Moment in His Presence. Do see it. It's really neat. We're going to reference it in class. She has some neat components that
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that I have not yet implemented, but I might. And then you can check out mine ahead of time as well, bigsisterknows.com. And come ready. Come ready to do some things.
All right,
going to be
thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks, Casey.
And for 94.1 The Wave, this is Casey Gordon.